KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thle Nedi and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunach sheesh for your patience as we learn. You're tuned into Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is here representing SIGLA, that's the Southeast Alaska LGBTQ plus Alliance. Welcome, Richard Carter. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Shelley, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. I know you're here to talk about Pride Month, Pride Week, which is in August this year instead of June because of COVID-19. But before we talk about that, can you tell me a little bit about SIGLA and how the organization has adapted during this pandemic?
Sure. And while I'm not on the board of SIGLA, I have been on the Pride Committee, which is formed by SIGLA each year to plan Pride Week. And I've enjoyed being a part of that the last few years. SIGLA has been a huge help to me as one of the event developers and facilitators in that they've been very proactive about thinking about what tech issues we might run into and what technologies we might need. And so I know that they've been bulking up and, increasing their account, like the maximum attendees that they can have for their events, and working with people who are really techie to make sure that the events run smoothly. So they've really been thinking ahead.
Now, is Pride being celebrated nationally and worldwide in August instead of June, or is that just sort of a Juneau adaptation?
You know, even I didn't really expect there to be a Pride Week presence in Juneau this year. And so I was pleasantly surprised to see that we were just postponing it until later. I know that other places around the world, they're all kind of just doing their own thing, but I don't think that the presence of Pride is totally gone. And now that these events have moved onto a virtual platform, you might not have Pride right in your neighborhood town, but there's virtual Pride events happening all over, and they're open nationally. So people, there's more accessibility in that way.
I guess that's one advantage of this whole situation. Pride Week in Juneau is already in full swing. What have been some of the highlights for you so far?
I did go to the Stacey Ann Chin event this last Saturday. Some people know her. She's a renowned poet and performance artist nationally and internationally, originally from Jamaica. And I went to her event on Saturday, and I just found it pretty astounding how it felt like I was in the room with this person. And, I work for the state of Alaska, and I attend virtual meetings and stuff all the time. And there always seems to be this really thick fourth wall that you can't really break through. But she managed to break through it with her words and by calling people out by name in the audience and connecting with people and asking as many questions as she was asked. So it felt like being at the front row of a live event, but with this extra added ability of being able to connect with the performer. And I found that really cool. There have been outdoor activities as well that have been socially distanced and safe to encourage people to get out and just breathe fresh air and remember that you don't have to lock yourselves away in a dark room at home and be isolated from nature. So that has been really nice. And I have to say, probably one of my favorite events has been the drag story time, which was co-hosted slash sponsored by Perseverance Theater and Juno Public Libraries, and that was hosted at Perseverance Theater. And just seeing the families who had their video enabled and the way that the kids were engaging with and dancing with the performers, and they were so interested in the stories that were being read, I just feel like that was a very fulfilling event, and it made me proud to see it.
Oh, that sounds like fun to me, and I'm a big kid.
I definitely thoroughly enjoyed it as a grown adult who doesn't have kids. Hearing drag performers read stories for kids who are probably like 5 to 10 years old, and I was living for it.
It sounds like a lot of really positive stuff so far. But if folks have missed out on the Juno Pride events, there's still quite a bit to look forward to. So what is coming up between now? I know there was something today, maybe there's something tonight, and August 29th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you missed those events, if you missed the speed friending, which was a great opportunity to connect, if you missed the campfire stories, which hosted by me, I totally forgive you. I know you had something planned yesterday night. We still have Queer and Teen Trivia, which is an LGBTQ+ trivia night, not necessarily questions about the LGBTQ+ community, but it's an opportunity for new members of the community to just get together, connect, answer trivia questions. I know this is a big trivia town, so definitely check that out. We have a queer comedy showcase featuring D'Lo from Los Angeles and Dwayne Perkins from Chicago. It's going to be super funny, featuring just amazing queer POC comedians in town. And then we have Glitz on Saturday, 2 shows.
Oh, man. Okay, so I want to hold off on talking about Glitz just yet. I have a lot of questions. But going back to Queer and Teen Trivia Night, can you say a little bit more about how that'll work if somebody's thinking like, well, maybe I want to sign up. Do I need a team? Where do I go?
Absolutely. So I don't believe you need a team in order to show up, and you will be placed on a team. So that's totally fine. It's another opportunity to network and meet new people. It's all going to be done virtually, so it's going to be done through Zoom. Abby Spofford is facilitating that event, and if you reach out to her as the event coordinator through the Facebook event page, if you have any questions, anyone on CEGLA, any person on CEGLA would probably get back to you super fast to answer any of your questions. But if you join that event tomorrow night, you will be broken up into teams and you'll be sent out into separate rooms through the Zoom platform. And then the questions will be released to the teams, and there will be an element of answering questions within a certain time limit, and questions will be graded after each round. So it's a little bit different than maybe like the Imperial Trivia that that crowd is used to, but it's going to be interesting and fun nonetheless. So check it out.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a great time. And that sounds nice and organized. I appreciate that. Okay. And then also your comedy night, that sounds like a lot of fun too. Will you remind me when that is?
Yes. So that is the Queer Comedy Showcase. It is at 8 p.m. on Friday, August 28th.
Great. Okay, now let's talk about Drive-In Glitz. It's blowing up. I know you guys already sold out your 9 p.m. show. so that's amazing. Congratulations. And you've added another show. But tell me, how's it going to work? Where is it taking place? Tell me all about it.
Well, UAS is helping us with that event, as well as Goldtown Nickelodeon. So it will take place in the UAS parking lot, which if you've ever been out there, you know that it's like a multi-tiered parking lot broken up into several large sections. So depending on your vehicle size and when you arrive, you'll be placed appropriately in like a small car section or a large car section. And then the stage is going to be in the round. So the performers will be performing live, and then it will be projected up on a screen, provided by Gold Town Nickelodeon, much like the drive-in movies that they've been doing. So if you've been out to see any of those. And then you will be connected to the audio through the radio, so you'll be listening to the performers that way. So it's not necessarily an event that we are marketing like toward families, but please bring kids. And if there are certain numbers where maybe you just don't like that song, you can just turn the radio down, which has never been an option at like an in-person drag show where it's like the music is loud and it's just gonna get louder. So it adds that extra level of like customizability. So you get to come out and see the drag performers in an environment that's completely new to a lot of them. And, you know, imagine talking to your family 50 years from now and telling them that I went to a drive-in drag show in Juneau, Alaska during a pandemic. Like, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh, I agree. I think it's so exciting, too. And what a brilliant idea to make this happen in such a, you know, weird time. I know that a lot of people are going to want to come and that there's a lot of moving parts. What can guests do to make your jobs a little bit easier if they're planning on attending the drive-in?
Sure. Well, like you mentioned, we did add a second show at 7 p.m. So the quote-unquote doors open at 6:15, I believe. So starting at 6:15, cars will be let in and we will be parking them. And then 8:15 for the second show, cars will be parked for the show starting at 8:45. Check the Facebook page in case I'm wrong. Just double check the hours. So if you arrive early so that we can get you situated and you're comfortable, make sure you can see the stage, make sure you got the radio tuned in and we can start on time, then I think that will benefit everyone.
Great. And there's a few other things that folks should know. I read about it on the Facebook page. Just a couple of rules and regulations to keep everything nice and under control.
Yes, check that out. I think a lot of those were carried over from Gold Town Nickelodeon's experience with doing the drive-in movies. Things like, you know, please make sure not to litter outside your cars. You know, don't leave your vehicle and mingle with people and not wear masks. We want to make sure, you know, the whole point in doing the event this way is for us to still socially distance and be safe, but enjoy the same in-person events that a lot of us are missing so much.
And what day is Glitz again? Is that Saturday?
It is Saturday, August 29th.
All right. Richard, tell me, what's important to you about not giving up on Pride celebrations in a year when maybe it would have been easier in some ways to just say, oh, we're going to skip it this time?
Well, I think a lot of the people that are planning these events, we have to step back and we have to remember that, well, you know, I might be exhausted from the intense Pride that we planned last year, and it might be a hard time in my life right now for planning Pride, but we'd have to remember that there are still youth out there, people who are in high school, leaving high school, joining college, and even younger and younger these days, people are discovering themselves, their gender identity, their sexual identity, and navigating this crazy world of politics and pandemic. And so I think it's important to continue with Pride just for the visibility, to offer a connection to someone in the community who might inspire you artistically or inspire you to be an advocate. And I think that's the most important foundational element of Pride. And then on top of that, we can build entertainment and recreation that's meant to just be a distraction from the world for a moment. I think that for me, the visibility, normalizing queer stories and queer romance is really important.
Well, I found out all about the Pride events on Sigla's Facebook page. It's all listed out. Every event has its own separate page too. That's very easy to find if you're like looking through the list. It seems like that's the best place to get all the information. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's what I would suggest. Go to Sigla's Facebook page, look under their list of events, and you will find everything laid out.
Yeah, it was very very well organized, very detailed. So I really appreciated that.
And I got to give props to KB Keebler for designing the graphics and this year's Pride logo, because it all just looks so cohesive and bright and fun. And I think we all needed that going into Pride Week.
Agree. And I second that. The design is just very, very nice and bright and happy. I really liked it too. Richard Carter from CIGLA talking about Pride Week events. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I just want to thank you for giving us this platform to reach out to people and encourage them to come out and enjoy our event. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for being with us today, and have a great weekend. Happy Pride.
All right. You too. I'll see you around.
Thanks. Bye-bye.